No one in the history of Tennessee served in its state legislature longer than Douglas Henry. The Democratic lawmaker represented West Nashville for nearly half a century. But that was just one of the ways Henry, who died over the weekend at age 90, showed his love for his native state, WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
There's a ritual that takes place at the start of every session of the Tennessee Senate. A pledge of allegiance to the state flag of Tennessee. Douglas Henry pushed for this custom shortly before retiring from the state Senate in 2014. It was one of the many ways Henry sought to honor Tennessee, its culture, its people, its history.
He is a Southern gentleman. He is a scholar. He is a man devoted to the nation state of Tennessee, as he has often called it.
That's Lois Riggins Ezell, a longtime friend and former head of the Tennessee State Museum.
No one believes more strongly in the preservation of Tennessee culture.
Henry was a major supporter of the Tennessee State Museum, so much so that the commission that runs it is named in his honor. His relationship with the museum started soon after he was elected to the state Senate in 1970. At the time, the museum was located in a basement of the War Memorial Building. Henry helped build up its collection and move it into the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Later, he pushed for the standalone home, now under construction on Bicentennial Mall.
I don't think the museum would be there without Senator Henry. It might, but thank God he was there.
Henry was there in the state legislature from before the political storms of the 1970s, through the Reagan Revolution of the 1980s, to the birth and spread of the internet, cell phones, and mobile computing. Why did he stay in office so long? Here's how he answered that question in January.
Well, the Tennessee Senate is a very good place to accomplish what you want to accomplish. There are only 33 of us.
Other projects Henry helped along, preserving Nashville's Radnor Lake and designating the Harpeth as a scenic river. He also pushed legislation to protect children, the elderly, and the disabled. Henry came from a prominent Nashville family. His grandfather founded the National Life Insurance Company. Henry would work there as an attorney before going into private practice. But his most prominent role was state senator. For many years, Henry was the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. That gave him tremendous power over the state budget and made it hard for other lawmakers to tell him no.
The chairman of the Finance Committee, when he has an interest in something, it helps it along. You find a lot of members say, yeah, it's a good bill because you're chairman of the Finance Committee.
But Henry had a reputation for being fair, says Senate Speaker Randy McNally. The Oak Ridge Republican succeeded Henry as chairman of the Finance Committee. He describes Henry as a mentor.
He would never use his position to get things, and he certainly didn't ever hold any votes against people.
Even as recently as this year, Henry was still attending Finance Committee meetings and offering advice. Henry was often tighter with the state budget than his fellow Democrats might have liked. He opposed the state income tax, for instance.
Yeah, I'm concerned financially. I say you gotta have the money to go do good.
As he grew older, Henry parted ways with other Democrats more frequently. One difference that emerged was whether the state should honor the Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. Henry was instrumental in getting a bust of Forrest placed in the state capitol. Forrest's detractors say it's inappropriate to hail a man who traded slaves and had ties to the Ku Klux Klan. Henry, though, said Tennesseans should instead focus on Forrest's leadership skills.
I served in the Army, and he's what I'd call a good officer. He got the job done, took care of his folks at the same time.
Henry could be nostalgic about the Tennessee of yore. He sometimes said he was a man born beyond his time, recalls his friend Riggins Ezell.
And I always thought that he retained all the southernness that there was, the genteel spirit, the manners, the ability to look at every situation with a very broad brush.
She says if you were looking for someone to play the part of a southern lawmaker, Douglas Henry would have been the man chosen by Central Casting. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.